Who are you and where are you from?
My name is Casey Fitzgerald. I'm from Aurora, Illinois, in Kane County. I'm a delegate for the 11th Congressional District, and I'm president of the Kane County Young Democrats.
So here we are, night two of the convention. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really great. The speeches last night were amazing. Everyone's been so energized and really fiery. It doesn't feel like it's going on for hours. It's really just minutes in my mind, you know?
Right. No, one of the things I read is they had to cut out a few speakers last night because there was so much applause going on. And I think today is 30 days since Biden stepped aside from the race. How are you thinking about things?
So I was fully in support of the president. I was originally a delegate for him. But the excitement we've seen around Kamala, especially in terms of the young voters and the young Democrats, is really tangible. I have people who I've been asking over and over, what is it going to take to get you invested and interested? And the answer was an energetic, really vibrant candidate like Kamala.
Absolutely. Some of the things that came up at the breakfast this morning, abortion rights, certainly, the economy. How are you thinking about the issues that are at stake with not just the top of the ticket, but also down ballot?
Well, I can tell you that all of the issues that are on our platform are important to our party and just the general population. In my work as president of the Kane County Young Democrats, I hear a lot as well that gun safety and climate are right at the top for young voters. So I'm really glad about the platform they put together and what they're running on.
And I'm glad you mentioned your Young Democrats work. I'm one of the things I'm working on is talking about the engagement of young voters. I mean, we know this is something that has been a bit of a historical struggle. And if the Democrats are to expand their majorities here in Illinois, like I believe the Speaker of the Illinois House has predicted, that is going to depend on, for example, young voters. I wonder how you think about getting those voters outside of the Democrat, who have been outside of like the Democratic core, the people who have maybe disengaged from politics.
Well, I can tell you, I've been asked this before, and the best advice I can give right now is that young voters are no longer going to turn out to vote just because it's the right thing to do or their civic duty, as much as I'd like that. They're going to turn out because our candidates are authentic, are genuine, and are running on democratic principles. The principles, especially Tim Walz's Mind Your Own Damn Business, is what young people are going to turn out for. It's no longer about party politics. It's about what our party can do for the people. And I think even just in night one, we've seen that the Democratic Party is better suited to take care of young voters and our needs than the Republican Party. We're no longer okay with tolerance. We're demanding explicit compassion from our party.
All right. Anything else worth talking about that we haven't already gotten to?
I'm just excited to really do the work. I think if we can get all of our Democrats door knocking, phone banking, postcard writing, we're going to win in November.
Actually, one more question. So talking about winning in November, certainly the energy is there right now. How do you keep that going, not just through the next 70-something days, I think, but even past the election in November when elected officials take office and... Yeah.
We just need to avoid complacency. Right now, we're really focused on the election. I think that's great. We're going to keep this momentum going through November and beyond. But it's going to take dedicated party builders. And we need people showing up to our party meetings. In Kane County, we have our township Democratic parties. I hail from Aurora Township. There's the Kane County Democrats, Kane County Democratic Women, Kane County Young Democrats. If you have a niche and you want to build your party and even move the party in a better direction, then we need people to stay committed. And I genuinely believe with all the people here in this room, we're going to do that because the people in this room have shown that they are dedicated.
And one final thought. They just keep coming to me. Much focus was made last night of the Republicans and what they plan to do in office. How do you think about what's at stake here?
Can you repeat that question?
How do you think about what's at stake in this election, especially given the focus on Republicans and I know there was a primer a little bit on Project 2025 last night, for example. How do you think about what's at stake?
Well, in terms of what's at stake, it really is everything. I am not going to tell people that we need to vote just to save democracy, because it really is so much more than that. You know, there's so many rights on the line. There is so many economic principles that we simply cannot go back to. And I'm really glad that Kamala has found that slogan, because it is a matter of no longer just staying or keeping our rights, but now we have to prevent us from going back, because they're no longer conservatives in the sense where they want to keep America the same. They're conservatives in the sense where they want to destroy our fundamental principles and our checks and balances. So in terms of what's at stake, it's not just our democracy, but it's everything, every little thing that voters could possibly think of. And I, like I said before, I think that if you care about something, the Democratic Party is better suited to meet your needs. And that's what it's really about for voters, is you need to meet your needs. We need to survive and thrive.
Casey, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for letting me speak.